200 years ago tomorrow, a few dozen men started up the Missouri River to explore what had just become the newest part of the United States. The Corps of Discovery, as it was called, made it all the way to the Pacific Ocean under the leadership of Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. Now a national celebration to mark that journey focuses more on education than discovery, and a number of people are putting their lives on hold for up to 3 years to help teach people just what Lewis and Clark found. From member station KWMU, Tom Weber reports.
It's hard to find Scott Mandrell out of costume these days. He was even wearing the styles of the early 1800s this week while loading supplies onto the replica of the keelboat Lewis and Clark took up the Missouri River. There are three handcrafted boats that will make the trip, with Mandrell leaving his family for months on end to play the role of Meriwether Lewis.
It's real hard, but I've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old kid, and that's pretty difficult. But, I mean, it's been a long time coming. I mean, I've been working on this since 96, so it's not a sudden shock.
Mandrell has considerable reenactment experience, including playing Lincoln in a debate on C-SPAN. But aside from the chance to relive the day-to-day history of the expedition, playing Captain Lewis on this trip is actually Mandrell's assignment from the Montana National Guard. He was in the Army, then left, and was considering playing that role before 9/11. For a while after that, Mandrell thought about re-enlisting, but changed his mind.
If I can tell this story and help to remind the American people of the spirit from whence we came, then I think that's probably in many ways as valuable as any service I could do overseas.
Each man will spend only a few weeks at a time on the trip, and about 200 in all will rotate in and out. But by the end of 2006, they will have retraced every mile of the original journey. And forget about high-tech hiking boots or Gore-Tex jackets. These reenactors wear the military uniforms of 1804. Reenactment is a hobby for most of the crew, but education is their main mission.
How are you doing? Good. Welcome to Camp Dubois.
Brian Boswell is a dentist from Jackson, Mississippi, who will be on the journey for a few weeks at a time over the next 3 years.
School buses roll in, and the kids get off, and we have the encampment divided up into 10 stations, about 10 stations. And by the time they get back on that school bus, they know Lewis and Clark.
Crew members spent this past winter in a remade Camp Dubois near St. Louis, not far from where Lewis and Clark spent their winter before heading west.
What did they eat when they were in these cabins or anything?
200 years ago, they hunted, mostly. These men, 200 years ago.
But unlike the original camp, children like 7-year-old Joseph Baker can come to this one to see how they lived. And students across the country will be able to know the explorers through satellite links and online discussions with Lewis and crew on the river. But this nationwide bicentennial is more than just 40 people in a boat. The National Park Service has its own traveling exhibit that will follow the reenactors along the trail. The national celebration will in many ways be just a series of small town events. And these people who are helping those towns celebrate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial don't yet seem to mind putting their lives on hold. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.